The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
The Meat Improv!
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabbour.
The Meat Improv is the storytelling and improv comedy podcast where we bring on comedian guests to tell true meaty stories from their lives. Mm-hmm. And then we do long-form improvisation inspired by those meaty stories.
Yes.
Great. That's it. That's the spiel. Today we have two very special guests. Mm-hmm. A three-timer?
Three-timer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Prestigious Three-Timers Club.
Yeah.
From UCB Herald team Yeti, it's Talia Tabin.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. So happy to be here.
We had a heated discussion last time about concert etiquette, which we won't rehash. But I edited that episode and I listened back. I stand by my points.
No, there you go. Fair. It was a fair point. And yeah. I haven't been to a concert since, so I feel great.
Great. I scared you out of it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, I just don't care still. I think that's the problem. Mm-hmm. I think that's where my bad etiquette comes from.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to go over it again.
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, I got it.
We're moving on.
From Shitty Jobs, Haley Huntley, first timer.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. There are three alliterative names at this table. Jake Jabbour.
Oh, yeah.
Haley Huntley.
Wow.
I'm Josh Simpson. It's a good
Josh
name.
Josh Jimson.
Simpson. But yeah. for today, you could.
I'll be Josh. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Easy for me, I guess.
Are your guys is real?
Mine is real.
Oh, okay. Mine's not.
Do you have a stage name?
I have a stage name.
Oh, stage name. Okay. Yeah. No, yeah.
But I didn't I didn't pick it for the alliteration, but it works now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's nice. A good one.
Thanks so much.
May I ask which part? You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
I changed my first name.
Really?
Just kidding. Oh. Has anybody done that? Oh, I guess a lot of people do that.
Some people go by like middle names and stuff like that.
Oh,
I was,
I was like, why change your first name? Who cares? But no, my real name is Steinberg.
Oh, okay.
And an acting teacher told me a long time ago, like, you're never going to work, kid. And I was just like, really? Okay. That seems like an easy enough remedy. And now I don't care. So I just tell everybody my real name, but it's too late. I'm too far down that rabbit hole to change back.
May I ask
but not legally.
Tabin came from?
It's my grandmother's maiden name and my dad's middle name. So it's like a family name. It's just not as blatantly Jewish.
Is that what the acting teacher was getting at?
Yeah. But she was Jewish too. So she made it feel very much like we all do it, girl. It's not
interesting.
And I was young and naive.
Where was this?
In LA.
LA. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I shouldn't name the name.
Oh, no, no.
Because
you don't
it's a person.
We all know.
Did you hear that audio that was leaked from a pretty prominent acting teacher out here that was telling someone to be like you look enough Latina-esque. Yeah. You should go by a Latina
name.
It's
wild. Did you listen to it?
I did.
Yeah.
I guess I read a transcript of it, but.
Yeah.
But that person has like intimidated me for years. I was like somebody in one of my writing classes did like an in-depth behind the scenes profile about that acting teacher, and I was like, this is no good, but I always hear people going.
People book from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to work.
I went for a little chunk of time and I was like, this is great and terrifying and I have no need for it. Yeah. I mean, I needed I got all my little knowledge that I needed for like 2 months and then I was like, bye, have a nice life.
Wow. That's the way to do it, I guess.
That is a wild piece of advice. Pretend you're Latina forever.
Oh God, it's so bad.
It's not great.
I don't feel bad for her.
I don't think she really suffered from it, to be honest.
I know. Isn't that like, crazy? Cool. Yeah. She just like really
kept on teaching.
Kept on going.
Turns out people trying to be actors in this town. So like, if you
yeah.
If you have any sort of reputation, they'll just be like, that's fine. That's a good acting school. This isn't what I wanted to talk about, but
I'm sorry. I really got to say.
No, this is good.
It's all right. We've talked for a bit here, but I did want to ask Jake about the teacher strike.
Oh, yeah. He went
since
to the
I saw that
strike.
You were down there. Yeah. Jake is a former, I guess, sort of current teacher.
Yeah.
But former full-time.
Former full-time teacher. Yeah.
For those that don't know this, Jake was doing the Lord's work in special education. For a long time. What was it like today? So first of all, raining, right?
Yeah. I really didn't want to go. When it was raining, I was like, oh, come on. And it was like downtown and I was like,
at like 7 a.m. too.
I got down there later. There were pickets at individual schools and they all collected downtown. And I was like, I don't want to do this. And then I was like, that's why I have to do it. Like, because a bunch of people are going to go like, eh. And I was like, the education has enough going against it. We don't also need to be defeated by the rain. Like, to be like, so I like showed up and it's cool. I forget, like I did about this time last year, I did the Women's March and like, I forget how good it makes me feel to be there. I don't know. Yeah.
You did into the real one 2 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I meant. 2 years ago, I went to the one in D.C. And crowds really stress me out. They make me super anxious and stuff like that. But it's like exciting to see people just like, I don't know. Almost everybody was kind of like smiling. And like there was a woman who had like her two children in like a one of those red flyer wagons. And she had put like a little red umbrella over the top of it. And you could like see the little kids underneath. And I was like, that's cool. Like, I mean, they're probably not having a great time, but it was just like, and I, to be honest, like that, those marches and protests, it's like, it can sort of feel, especially after the women's one, it was like broke all these records and stuff like that. And you want the next day to be different. And it like, it's just hard to measure the impact of that kind of stuff. So it can be a little like, but it's like you're in that moment. And it, if nothing else, it feels very like rejuvenating in the sense of like, oh, all these people came here because they care about this thing. And like, I've been saying it for a really long time and it's hard for me to talk about it because I get like worked up about it. But it's like the education system in our country is going to, it's going to be the first thing to get us. Like I fully believe in climate change and like that's on the horizon, but it's like you have like, they're marching over class sizes being 50 students and stuff. And when I was teaching, I had like 35 to 40 kids in my class. And it's like, you just don't, it's so easy to not recognize what that's doing because it's just kind of out of our purview, except when it like bubbles to the surface and it's like, oh, a bunch of people who are likely had low education levels voted for a bully because he was able to just be flashy and stuff like that. Like you can solve that problem through education. Like you can educate people to sort of be like, oh, this is a lie. Like, I get really worked up about it, but it was cool. It was like really exciting. I don't know what'll happen. I hope the best for them, but I was glad I went, even though I was like, oh, I could catch up on True Detective this morning. then I was like, it'll be here when I get back. It was cool.
Good for you.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, I feel it's really hard to go if nobody's holding you accountable of being there.
Yeah.
But I think that stuff matters. I taught a winter's camp today or like a teacher strike camp all day for people that didn't want to send their kids to school, but like had to go to work and stuff. And so that was me standing up for you.
Yeah.
For education.
I think that's great.
I like, just wanted you to know that like, I also have.
Thank you. Yeah. it is. It's great. And like the parents doing that is hugely important. Like I had a supervisor who was like, especially in special education, which is like, it just like gets the short end of the stick every single time. She was like, you want to make an impact? You get every student who has an IEP, which is means that they're in special education. She's like, and have those parents hold their kids back because you get paid by student by day.
Oh,
so
wow.
You could just take money. Like one day of doing that would just take all this money from a school. It would be hard to organize and it's not necessarily the way you want to do things. You don't want to like hold your kids ransom sort of thing, but she was like, that's part of it, is like making sure that like parents are, because there's so many other options. So it's like a lot of people with education or means and stuff like that are like, oof, the public schools are fucked. I'm going to put my kid in a different program. And it's like, no, we need everybody in the same program to raise the base level of what those programs look like. Like, because the people who end up in the worst situations are people without any options. And it just like snowballs really fast. None of this is usable for improv.
Wow.
I got a pretty good idea. I was just curious.
Thanks for asking.
I slept in. I caught up on my sleep.
Yeah. Also important.
Whoops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoopsie doozers.
Can't learn without that sleep.
It's true. I mean, like, you can't be at every march doing everything. And that was part of it, is like, I had to go for me. And it was like, it mattered. Like, it felt, but it's like, I didn't do the tax day one last year or whatever. It's just like, you can't do all those things. You got to like take care of yourself and invest where it feels meaningful for you. Cause you're never going to get nobody at that parade, like, shook my hand and was like, you're right, I'm going to go into the building and it's like, nobody's patting me on the back and I'm making direct change. I just have to show up and go like, oh, this feels meaningful. Cause a bunch of people are out here in the rain, smiling, sort of saying like, we want better. And it's like, oh yeah, it's like hopeful.
Yeah.
Internally, I think.
It's cool.
Wow. I'm moved beyond remark.
Last little thing. What can we do? What can like little Joshy Simpson do about something like this? I mean, I got no kids.
Yeah. That's a good question. I mean, there are little things like Donors Choose is a really great website where you can like donate your money to teachers who have projects. It's great. And sometimes like Ford will come in there and just sponsor every program. But I do think that things like that make it seem like we're okay. And it's like, we're not. And I think like, it really is like pushing education to the front of politics and going like, yeah, I don't have kids. Or even for parents where it's like, they have the means to put their kids in schools that are more attentive or smaller class sizes. It's like, it sucks because I think the answer is more money. It sucks to say it, but it's like we spend 1% of the federal budget on education. Like what I tell people is like, imagine what our military would look like if we only spent 1% of the budget on it. We'd have like a tank, like we'd be terrified. And it's like, so now imagine what education looks like that way. And it's like, you just got to push that to the forefront of like, we should be spending as much on education as we can, because It will solve every problem. Like, so I think
make headway.
Yeah. It's like, you can teach people and people like to learn. Like, it's our natural instinct as human beings to like discover and be curious. It's like, we shouldn't be fucking this up that bad where people are like, school sucks. Like, you should be able to go like, there's stuff, but it's like, I had less resources every year I taught than I did the year before. And that's part of the reason I couldn't do it anymore was I was like, this is, practically speaking, it's driving me insane. It's like, you're asking me to do the same with less. Like, it's so hard to do this and not burn out. Cause it's like, and it's like, I think you invest and it's like, well, money doesn't, there are great teachers. And it's like, yeah, but I think anybody could be a good teacher if you said like, here are 16 kids, but it takes extraordinary individuals to teach 35 kids. And then we go like, do it like Miss Haskins or whatever. And it's like, she's a freak. Like, she shouldn't be the bar. She should be the anomaly. And the rest of us should be like, oh, I could be a teacher. I can teach 16 kids English or whatever.
I can't see like in a group of 16 adult improvisers in a class, like two weirdos throw me off. I can deal with one.
Yeah.
But, like having to juggle two out of 16 is like, and those are adults with money.
Who like signed up to do it.
Well, God bless the teachers. Get up. We have to go to the protest. We have to go down to the march. I don't care if you're... It's drizzling outside. It's like... I feel like any excuse.
It feels like an omen. It feels like a sign. It's drizzling. It's just... I feel like, you know... Maybe today's not the day we go and protest.
It's a war. We're going to war.
Yeah.
it's not even a just war at all. We're just going to invade Mexico for the fun of it.
I know.
We have to stand up.
Listen, I want to stand up more than anybody. I mean, I practically put this whole protest together.
And you started a Facebook group.
Exactly.
But they are.
It's hard to learn how to put that whole thing together, invite people. It takes a lot of time. Nobody cares more than I do. But I'm telling you, people are going to get colds.
Okay.
People are going to start the wet hair.
You said
standing outside. It is a recipe for disaster. That rain is going to take all of us down if we go out there.
You're standing up like you want me to zip up your jammies. I'm not going to do it.
Please. I can't reach it. It zips from the back.
No, I'm not zipping. You're not getting back into bed. Okay. We're going out to the protest. All right. Put your money where your mouth is. This is an unjust goddamn war.
I know it is. And I care about that like everybody else.
You just pulled on comfy socks as you said that.
It's cold in here and my feetsies. I don't want my little toes to get cold. Listen, okay. Okay. I will check the window and I will check the weather app. And, you know, if the rain's going to stop soon, then maybe I'll think about it. But honestly, you think I want this to happen? You think I wanted the rain to happen?
No, I don't think so. I think we just got to overcome the damn thing.
Ding dong, Postmates.
What the?
That's for me.
Cut to a broken down classroom 35 years in the future.
Oh my God. I thought I hated history, but it's so interesting. Like, did you realize that the Mexican-American War of 2019 almost didn't happen because there were huge protests, but it rained. And so all the protesters stay home.
Yeah, because they were afraid to get colds.
And wet hair, because wet hair.
Yeah, the wet hair. Cold. Yeah. Oh, God.
Which it's learned in the science section of this other textbook.
Yeah, a lot of these textbooks are focused on the Mexican-American War.
Which to me just always feels so inevitable. You know, like in my house, we have all the flags from our combined flag. You know, we have the combined flag in my house, but
right, yeah.
It never occurred to me that we almost had two flags if it just hadn't rained.
Yeah. But the rain and the wet hair.
Crazy.
You know, and now like when I think about it, it's like that's the way things are supposed to be. So anytime it's raining out, consider this guy in his jammies not doing what he's planned to do that day, right? It's the most patriotic thing I can do.
Totally. I mean, I never really thought about it that way. But like if people hadn't stayed home that day, Mexico City and Washington, D.C. wouldn't be co-capitals with an air train running between them.
Yeah.
We'd just be two countries. I mean, that's so boring.
That is really boring.
You kids good with history then? You feel good about that lesson?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, Mr. Simpson.
Cool. Just keep talking it out.
Okay.
This two-person class size is amazing.
We
get so much done.
Yeah.
Sometimes really it feels like an echo chamber, you know, because we agree so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. There's really nobody else in this classroom to sort of like pick the other side.
Because they're all building tanks. Don't mind me smoking. Yeah, you're a couple of the lucky ones.
We are?
Yeah, you don't know that? You're a couple of the lucky ones. All the other 12 to 16-year-olds are working in factories right now.
I know it.
Driving Postmates. Whatever they got to do to contribute to the economy.
Mr. Simpson, where were you when the war broke out?
I was protesting. Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
You were protesting.
So you got wet hair.
I did. I got very wet hair.
Is that why you're so sickly now?
Yeah.
And why your right leg is so short?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why.
That's how you lost an eye?
Uh-huh. It was because I was out there in the protest. Definitely wasn't a situation where I stayed inside to catch up on Succession or whatever. You guys heard of Succession? I know it's been 35 years.
It's on season 36.
That's right. They got to a whole new generation. whole new generation of squabbles.
Yeah.
That's a great, it's unbelievable. Yeah, that's why I was, I did not stay and watch Succession. Definitely as my building burnt down, I didn't insist on staying inside. And no, I was out protesting building codes and making a difference. So
cut to the principal's office, Mr. Simpson. You're letting these kids...
Just call me Josh.
No, we are a formal school.
Okay.
And we might have 7 students in this school, but I'm going to still take my job seriously.
Okay.
You're letting the kids run rampant over you.
I am. I feel like I'm more of one of those cool teachers that encourages discussion and stuff.
Well, that died in 2019 during the Mexican-American War.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in Mexico. America. Okay.
You don't have to tell me where we are. I know we're in Mexico, America.
Listen, I want you to keep these kids. I want you to focus them up a little bit.
You know what? I don't like the way you're telling me how to teach. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me?
I don't like the way you're coming down to my teaching style. And I'm going to go protest this.
It starts drizzling outside.
Tomorrow. Excellent. So now we'll get back to the meat part of the program.
Yes.
Or I guess just into it for the first time.
Yeah.
This is where a guest shares a story. Tali, what would you like to talk about today?
It's such a weird story that I want to talk about it. I mean, it's not that weird, but it just really affected me for some reason. And it didn't even really happen to me. I mean, I was there. Okay. So my husband and I were flying back from New York to California a few weeks ago. And... we were on a Southwest flight, like flying to Chicago, and then we had a layover, and then we had a plane to California. So we are running a little late, and we're like, oh, I hope we don't miss our connection, but like, it's fine. It's the weather and, you know, whatever. You can't really control it.
Was this for the holidays? Or
mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So we were flying back on like the 28th.
Gotcha. Rookie mistake going through Chicago, by the way.
I mean, I didn't make these travel plans. I'm not a fucking idiot. 2 stops during holiday time? I just never. Yeah. That's fine. So Southwest, you can just kind of sit wherever you want. And I just like lucked out with the best seat in the world. Because not, this seems weird. That's I didn't have the best seat in the world, but I lucked out having a front row seat.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like in towards the front. It's nighttime now. They lower the lights, and all of a sudden, I just see this woman 2 rows in front of me. I'm in the middle seat. She's in the middle seat, and she is weeping, like uncontrollably weeping. And I'm just knocking Tim. I'm like, Tim, that woman, she's crying. I can't. And I just like can't. Now I'm just in on it. That woman's crying. She's like sobbing from the depths of her soul. I was like, oh my God, somebody died. Something happened. Like, what happened? Turns out she starts like, what happens first? I think she starts like kind of scream crying. Like it went from just like to a nah, you know, that kind of vibe.
Oh.
So now everybody's
holy
looking.
Moly.
Yeah, it's really, she's fine. It just to preface it, we don't have to be worried about her.
Okay.
But like we do, but like she, the end of the story, she's fine. But she's like audibly weeping. And the guy next of her is kind of like trying to calm her down. And there's 2 guys on either side of her. And then finally the flight attendant walks by and she's just like, man, are you okay? What's happening? And it turns out from me being such a snoop that she's just having a full blown panic attack. She's having like a flying panic attack, which I've never really seen. And I say all day long, I'm having a panic attack. Like I'm not having a panic attack. Like, so she starts screaming. So then, the nurse is like, come on, let's go to the back and get some water. She can't stand up. She's crying so hard. And Tim's like,
did you mean the flight attendant or the nurse?
Flight attendant, nurse comes later.
Okay.
Flight attendant says to the woman sitting down having the panic attack, come to the back. Let's have some water. Let's talk it out. Because I'm sure they've dealt with people having nerves about flying all the time. She can't get up. She's too hysterical. They get the other flight attendant from the back. They're trying to get with her. They relocate the guy sitting next to her. on the aisle seat. And then they go over the loudspeaker and they're like, we need medical attention. We need somebody. If you can, if this, anybody on board can help us. So this woman jumps up. She apparently is a doctor. I'm watching Tim the whole time. Tim's like, put in like earphones, watch a movie. So you're not staring at this. Like, I can't, I just, and I was just stare locked in on them reading mouths. It was like my job to watch them to like, make sure this whole thing was going to be okay. So then, she starts screaming, I can't do this. I can't do this. And like trying to climb out of her seat. And now I feel like I'm going to have like a panic because like, what is this woman going to do?
Are you in the air?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, we're high above the ground. She's freaking out. She starts screaming. The doctor's like trying to calm her down. I start pushing the buttons
to get a Sprite or something.
Can I get a soda with this movie, please? No, but I'm like, my husband has Xanax. Like, you got to give this woman something. She's got to calm down. And they're like, ma'am, we cannot give her anything legally. You can't. Flight attendants can't administer drugs. Anyway, so this woman doctor now is sitting next to her. Petting her head, like, you're okay, holding her. She's scream crying. She's calming down. She's also like weirdly reaching over the guy who she doesn't know. The guy who's sitting in the window to look out the window and be like, what does that mean? What was that sound? What does that happen? Like, she has the whole thing. Whoa. Was just so wild. And then like maybe 30 minutes of her just fully. Oh, they also bring out a tank to give her oxygen. She can't take it. She like can't stand it. She's like, she's too hysterical. Then they get on the speaker and they're like, we have to land in Pittsburgh because we have to get this woman off the plane. So then everybody's like, what about our flights? They don't say anything. They don't apologize. They're just like, sorry, it's a medical emergency and we have to do this. And then we land and firefighters come onto the plane and they try to get her up. She can't walk.
What?
She's so hysterical about flying. Uh-huh. And now she's even on the ground. And now I feel like now the like reality set in that she now has derailed everybody's plane flights and connections and everything. But she's also not like, I'm sorry. She's not like talking to people. She's still too hysterical. They try to stand her up. She can't stand up. They have to bring on a wheelchair.
Really?
Like a tiny little, because you wheelchairs can't fit on airplanes. So they have special little like firefighter emergency wheelchairs to come in. They get her off. And then Whoa. We have to get more fuel. And then we go to Chicago and we miss our connection. But it was just, I don't know why I can't stop thinking about it. And I keep talking about it. But I think because I've been around friends who have like had panic attacks, I feel like I've had nice anxiety crying fits, but this is nothing compared to what this woman is going through. Just like a true and honest panic attack.
Was she all alone?
Yes, she's flying alone. And Tim was like, leave. All I want to do is crawl over and just tap. Like, why would you fly alone if you're this nervous? Like, maybe take a train. Like, what else can be? What are the other options here? Or like, did you not know? What, you know, was this just her first time flying and maybe she didn't know she was going to have that kind of reaction to it and just totally had a panic attack?
Mm-hmm. What was her approximate age range? Did you
say? Her approximate age range was probably between 30 and 40.
Mm-hmm. Can't be the first time.
It can't be the first time she's flown. Just was fascinated. And then I think this just went into like more of a self understanding of like, I love drama that I'm not a part of.
Oh, who doesn't?
Like, I just ate it up. I couldn't stop watching. I couldn't read my book. I couldn't do anything but just stare and try to understand and like figure out what she's saying now, what's happening with her. Oh my God. It was crazy.
Did you have to like stay overnight in Chicago or
no? They put us on a plane like 4 hours later or something. So then we just hung out in Chicago we were already like an hour and a half, 2 hours late. And then we just stayed in Chicago for another four. We got into LA at like 3 a.m. or something. We're supposed to get in at 7.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were there people on the plane? I feel like every time there's like a crisis, like some, not every time, but the few times I've like been around something like that where I'm like, oh boy. Like, I mean, it's annoying, but I'm not going to say something. I feel like there's always somebody that's like, come on.
Oh yeah.
Was there people?
Well, there was this older woman. Oh, she was great. There was this older woman sitting in front of the woman having a panic attack who was like, turned her chair around, honey, breathe, honey, you're okay. And like, you could, she was just screaming like at her. Like, that was her way of mothering. But like, take a deep breath. You're fine. This is a flight. You're okay. Like, you, this is normal. Everything's fine. And then eventually they like separate. They didn't separate her, but they were like, thank you, ma'am. We've And then when she was standing up, the woman who had the panic attack who was standing up to go, she was standing up to go. The older woman was like, don't worry. It's fine. It's fine that we landed the plane. You're fine. Like, she was this like that Jewish is, mother.
I really appreciate that.
I know.
That's
right.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But the way she was comforting her at the beginning felt a little bit like, calm down. We're good. We've all done this before. You've done this before.
Yeah.
But every, I think more of the thing was like people wanted to get involved. Like, people would come up to the flight attendants in the aisle and be like, and like whisper stuff. And it was, so did I.
Those are personality.
I rang my thing.
I
was like, well, I also am just like, if she's having a panic attack, I can help. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. Let me, I can listen to her. I can rub her back. I can give her a pill if she wants, but like, we can talk it out. Like, I'm happy to talk it out with her.
What if she got home? Pittsburgh is like,
like, where was she going? Was she going to Chicago? Was she going further? We don't know.
Yeah.
So crazy and weirdly entertaining.
Wow. There's something really quaint, but like probably eternally effective about like, is there a doctor on board?
Oh,
like,
my God. Yeah.
Amazing that you can sort of just call out, and some of us are more equipped than others to help.
Yeah.
And you can find them in, they're like massively skilled, but they're just in plain clothes, like ordering a Sprite, just like the rest of us. Yeah,
exactly.
But then she like,
it was a superhero.
The occasion. Amazing. That's so
and
cool.
And she was so cool. The doctor woman, she was so cool. You could just tell. She just like got into her doctor mode. She was in her little like sneakers and her fleece, you know, and she just was like, you're okay. I got, and like petting her head and like comment and like talking to the flight attendants. And she was just like, it was like a regular ER.
Wow.
My friend, well, I have a friend who's a doctor. It's technically, there's no secret. Scott Rogers, a former guest on the show, his wife is like a physician's assistant, but like she's in a more like specialized practice now, but she's like generally knowledgeable. Like with medical stuff. It's and like a couple months ago or something, this is her story to tell, not mine, but she, like someone passed out at a bar and she had to administer CPR at a bar. Like, I was hanging out with, I think I was playing basketball with Scott, and like he got like a text like, Kayla just gave CPR to someone.
Oh my God.
And like brought him back. Like,
wow.
I don't know. I feel like that'd be annoying. Like, there's nowhere like where they're like, is there an improv coach in the
house? No, like, yeah. Like, yeah. Skills that I have. That could be.
I'm never on call.
Yeah. Well, I'm trained. So
like from CPR and stuff.
Yeah. CPR and first aid. So in a school setting, like I'm legally required to do it.
Interesting.
I don't, nobody could hold me to it at a bar unless I was like, I know how, but I don't want to. But it's scary. I don't know if I've told this on the meet before, but when I was at LMU, I was like, it was a night class and I was waiting for the classroom to open up and I was sitting like studying for something. And a woman walked by me, and it's night, so there's not a ton of kids, students coming and going. And she walked by me, and then, like, out of the corner of my eye, just, like, something, like, I was, like, it didn't feel right. And I, like, looked over, and she was just passed out on the ground. Like, oh, she was just down on the ground, and I was, like, and nobody was around. And I was, like, oh, my God. And I, like, went over to her, and I was, like, excuse me. I was, like, are you okay? And she was, like, oh, and she like came to, and then by chance, another woman came walking this way and she was like, oh my God, Cheryl. And she's like, I know her. She's my friend's roommate or whatever. And I was like, and she was like, Cheryl, are you okay? And then I was like, security. Like I was like trying to get a security guard and I got a security guard. And then a bunch of people started crowding around. And then, they got like an emergency medical person or whatever. And they were like, okay, if you don't, everybody clear away. If you don't know her or what. And I was like, my job is done. And so then I went back to my seat on a bench outside the thing and started studying again. And like people were walking by and they were looking or whatever. And they like, and there was like her friend, the security guard and the medical person or whatever. And then people kind of standing back watching. But I was the only person to watch what happened and then watch it sort of get resolved. Yeah. But from an outsider's perspective, this thing is happening and I'm just reading a book nearby. And they got her up and they brought her over to the bench and they were like, sir, get up. And I was like, I was here. Like, I was like, this is all me. Like, I didn't say that, but I was like, yeah, sorry. But they just saw a guy who like couldn't be bothered with it, like a medical emergency, taking the only chair in the room. I'm talking real shit.
Improv.
Shoot. That woman, something's about to go down and my on-screen movie isn't playing.
What? Hey, don't hit the...
What? I want to get the movie playing before they address the situation.
Yes, you ring the...
Yeah,
you ring your bell.
Sorry, I'm trying to watch...
Please put your seatbelt on. It's okay. Terrible turbulence. Look, right now.
Sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. It just seems like the woman in front of me, the passenger, she might be needing assistance.
Yes.
Before you go, I rented a zoo. We bought
Zootopia?
A
Zootopia.
Yeah, Zootopia. And
were you going to say we bought a zoo?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Sir, I'm helping this woman.
It's not playing. It's not playing. Just
don't you think that this woman is having a harder time?
She probably is, but nobody's going to come back here later, and then I'm going to be stuck without.
As soon as I'm done with this, I will reset your
I can't
TV.
I can't breathe.
Okay, I need to go.
No, not before. Not
okay,
before.
Ma'am, breathe into the bag.
Into the bag. Oh God!
I can't breathe.
What? Sir, I know what you're doing. This is a terrible movie, by the way. Just so you know, We Bought a Zoo is not a good movie.
Okay, I think it's pretty good. I've seen it a couple of times.
A couple of times?
Can you just reset it? Or
yes, but please do not pretend to be having an emergency because a real-life emergency is happening right now.
Once I'm settled, okay?
Okay, I'm going to reset your television.
Thank you.
Bing! Yoo-hoo! Back here!
Yes?
Row 27!
Yes?
Hi. I was wondering, you served me a ginger ale a little earlier. I noticed there's someone who's saying they can't breathe in the front. I was wondering if I could get the rest of the can.
Sir?
If I could get the whole can of ginger ale, just...
Sir?
I think I'm being actually pretty considerate, considering I'm saving you a trip.
Saving me a trip? This woman is turning blue, okay? And you bring me
and
back
I'm
here.
Turning blue, too, because I'm parched.
Okay, you know what?
I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, okay. Everybody just needs... What, sir?
I'm having a heart attack. It's got the Spanish subtitles on the bottom.
Ding. Yes. Yes.
Hi, row 35.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I should have worn my sneakers today.
No, you look so good in heels.
No, this was a mistake.
No, you look so good in heels.
Listen, I have a woman in the front who can't breathe. What can I do for you?
Yes. I have to say I noticed that was happening up front.
Okay, great. Then you'll let me go.
Well, and I just need something really fast. Like, what's going on, do you think?
Are you having an emergency? Yeah. Are you having any kind of, what do you need of me?
I guess I'm like having an emergency of like, what's happening with her?
Okay.
Do you think? No,
listen, we don't need any looky-loos right now.
No.
We need you to just sit in your seat. Okay. It's being taken care of. We have medical professionals who are assisting us.
Who?
Which like you want person? Me to say their name?
Well, what row are they? Or like, is she on the plane? What's she like?
No. Oh, you know what? Yes. What? Yes.
37?
Oh my God. My poor.
I heard you talking. My name's Lou. And if you needed a looky Lou.
No, I was not calling your name, sir.
You weren't calling looky Lou?
No, I wasn't.
Sometimes people will ask, they'll say, is there a looky Lou in the house?
No, we don't need a looky Lou.
I'm going into labor.
Sir,
could you put the Spanish subtitles back on? It was actually, I found I was learning.
I told you it was a bad movie. Okay. And guess what? It's not going to get any better in Spanish subtitles.
Movie. It's a good movie.
Okay, I just, you know, oh my God.
50. Did you say you need sneakers? You can have my sneakers.
No, ma'am, I don't. What size are you?
4.5.
That is rude. It's rude to make me come all the way back here in these tall pumps when all you have are 4.5. That's too small.
Well, I didn't know. Maybe you had 4.5.
Bing. Yes.
Row 3. Could you relate a message to the woman in 52 who had size 4 sneakers? I also am size 4. It's impossible to find shoes. Can you ask her where she does her shopping?
Sir, yes, I will.
I wear size 4 women's shoes. This is kind of unique.
Wait, you wear size 4 women? Also, don't we all just understand that size 4 in women's is just a child's shoe?
That is offensive.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh my God. What? Oh, yes.
I'm technically a child, but I wear a 10.
Okay, listen, shut up, you.
That's a good point.
Okay.
I'm being cloned. Come here.
Passengers, this is your flight attendant, Merrick Keats speaking, and I need to relay a message to everyone. No more ringing your bell unless it is an absolute and definite, no questions about it, emergency. This is Southwest, y'all, and we like to have a good time. But when somebody's choking, we got to lock it down.
We cut to a dark room in the Southwest HQ in Dallas, Texas. Marikeet, I have to ask you. A report has been filed about that flight.
Okay.
Because a man was cloned. A man got cloned.
Well, you can understand why I didn't give it the attention that it obviously needed.
I actually can't. I'd like you to describe to me why, when a man was screaming and ringing his bell, because he was being cloned.
I had a lot of people playing jokes on me. I had a lot of people just running me around for no real reason.
Okay,
I mean,
certainly,
I never give the cam with a soda. So why would somebody say I need a can with my glass of soda? Nobody else gets that. It's an unfair thing to assume or to even ask.
But the can is a tool in the tool belt that you have.
Yeah.
To appease a customer.
Yeah,
if
you're
they
right.
ask for the can, you can give the can.
I guess I can. I guess it just...
What shoes were you wearing?
We see on the other side of this table, there's another executive choking on a piece of chicken.
I was wearing heels. Yeah, well, I was wearing pumps.
Well, we like that.
Oh my God, what is going on in here? I can't get We Bought a Zoo playing out on the lobby for the life of me. Somebody help me,
Marikeet.
I quit.
Hi, amazing work out there. I really respect all you first responders. It's incredible what you guys do. And
oh, thank you.
I trust that woman is in the ambulance. She's on her way. She's good. And yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, I know it just looks like I was just like standing by watching. Mm-hmm. I actually did help early on.
Okay.
Okay.
All I saw was you taking photos after it happened.
Okay. So I did take photos because I have my girlfriend is always asking me to follow up with more information. Anyway, I'll use those later. But I just want to say, in some ways, I was the first responder. Mm-hmm. And that's not to compete, but it's just because that term is so attempts to be so accurate.
Okay.
Sure.
You would be more like the second and third, or you could, I don't know who walked out the truck first, but I was probably the first.
We don't either. We don't really track stuff like that.
Okay.
We just went to the site of the
helping.
And now if you wouldn't mind getting out of the way of the back of the ambulance, we'd like to load her up.
Absolutely. I will. Yeah. I just wanted to, because these things can be so full of rubberneckers and people making things worse.
Yeah.
I know that people in crowds can sometimes make a crisis worse. I just want to say that at the beginning, when she first fell, I was probably like integral in what happened next, because I called you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when I spoke to the operator, she was almost the second responder. If you think this is probably me, then her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you guys.
For future reference, call 911. You don't have to go.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We did get sure.
You dialed zero for operator.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yes, because I thought 911's going to be busy. Whatever, all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's where it landed. That's where the phone call landed.
So,
yeah.
So maybe you guys are maybe fourth and fifth if you think.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you take your hand off the door so we can close the ambulance door.
Totally. No, I feel really self-conscious. I'm like definitely slowing you guys down now.
Yeah,
so.
That's okay. Yeah.
Are you trying? Do you want credit? Good job. Thank you for doing your civic duty and alerting everyone to an emergency.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Is it going to be useful to know what it was like in those first couple of minutes?
To who? Who would it be useful?
When you'll be writing your reports or you'll be talking to the family. Will it be useful to know it was sudden?
Did you see a vital piece of information? Is that what you're, or are you describing your...
I think I did.
Okay.
Okay. So it was a sudden feeling inside my body that something was wrong. And
she's pulling up a chair.
I turned around. You guys sit too.
We really should be. I'll lean against the ambulance.
We're supposed to.
And I turn around and she was already down. So I didn't see her fall.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
By the time she fell.
We need to know things like, did she hit her head? Did she?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I assume so because her head was on the ground.
Uh-huh. Well, that.
Okay. But as you know, maybe she just slowly descended like butt first. Maybe she was even like able to drop her head. Again, I didn't see the fall.
Okay.
What I did see. Sorry. Yeah. Start the story at this point. What I did see was something's not right in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She's not supposed to be lying down.
Sure.
You guys must get that feeling.
Good. Yeah.
You guys walk into a scene and something's not right, right?
But we know that's not right because we've been called to it.
You've been alerted. Okay, so for me, I wasn't alerted. I had to discover that by myself. And in that way, I almost feel like I am like forever altered by this. Do you feel like you're altered by every...
Maybe slightly, but we deal with this kind of thing every day.
Yeah, we really gotta...
Yeah, there was like 4 minutes worth of blood spilled, by the way. Like, so we're wondering...
Yeah. Okay.
There seems like maybe it was a bit of time
between
anyone kind of help. Yeah. So something wasn't right in the world.
Okay. I saw her down and I was like... I don't know if I'm going to get involved.
Okay.
Okay. We don't need, to know what you were
once
saying.
Involved, like they're going to like, be like, did you do it? Did you push her? And like, I didn't even know.
No one would have said that. Okay. Did you push her?
No. I've pushed people. I did not push her. Like we've all pushed people. Like, but anyway, but,
I'm the police officer investigating this. Oh, I heard pushing her. I just wanted to get a little bit of a read on. Were you at the site with the woman who fell?
I was, and I just want to say I think you're number six.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm the number one police officer investigating this situation.
But on the list of who responded, I think that you're six. And so just for the record, somebody keeping record? Is there somebody recording this?
No one records that kind of thing. No.
No.
Should I come back to a station?
If you pushed her,
don't,
you should.
Don't. You're okay, not going to want to get into this.
Listen, I need to know. This is a pretty big deal. I mean, this was obviously the dean of the university who fell.
I didn't even know that. Wow.
I did. I did know that. If I said I pushed her, would you want to talk to me?
Yes.
Okay, good. It seems like it's handled. We can leave now, right? We you
all
don't
right,
need
guys,
us for
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Okay. Number 4 and 5, thanks for your service.
Okay. No, we're choosing to leave. You're not dismissing us. Okay.
Yeah, you're not in charge.
Yes.
All right. Well, now let's say number 1 and 6, we'll stay here and we'll clean it up. We'll see the job through. We'll finish it.
Okay. Well, we'll figure out who's 1 and who's 6 in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. You guys, we thank you. You
okay,
know what? You
great.
Can take.
Thank you. Good. Thank you.
You can take off.
Okay.
I got this covered.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Great.
Good.
Hey, when they arrived, I think I'm the first one who saw them.
You saw the first responders first?
So, yeah, I saw them.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not.
So
we
if there's any questions,
we in the just want to know: did this woman, Miss Robin McAllis, fall of her own accord, or was she pushed?
I
don't know because I didn't see. Okay, get out of here.
Excuse me, officer.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like there's a lot of like panic going on around here. A little bit of a fight broke out.
Yes, yeah.
A little bit of a skirmish. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to bug you, but if anyone needs to chill out, my wife has a bunch of weed.
Excuse me?
My wife has a bunch of weed.
Honey.
Sweetheart.
Don't, you know, I mean,
don't be stingy with weed. That's the opposite of what you're supposed to do with weed.
Oh my God, I'm not stingy. I just want to make sure he's cool.
Weed is for sharing.
Okay, I know.
She has weed.
Okay, I'm going to look. You don't want to volunteer that information to an officer.
Why not? It's 2019. It's Wisconsin, baby. It's not legal here, but it is. Yeah.
Okay. It's not legal. I've got a lot to handle right now. So,
so you got like a lot of different stuff.
I would stop talking right now. It's a small thing that, does not outweigh the problem I have. I've got to get a lot of witness statements.
God, I've got enough for us. And yeah, maybe one person who's really stressed out, if you can pick the... Is there one person who's most stressed out?
I'm not going to administer marijuana to somebody.
What if you put it on a table, walked away, but directed somebody towards... What qualifies as administer?
I'm not doing that. I've got to get witness statements. I've got to read some Miranda rights. Okay. I'm not... Look, I appreciate that you're trying to calm things down. Let's not hand out marijuana, okay? That's going to make things... Okay, great. Thank you. So, can you tell me who threw the first punch?
He did.
Okay, he did. And what was said before that?
He was like, you dirty bee, you get out of my house.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, get out of my house.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's when I picked up my son's toy and I threw it as hard as I could at his head.
Okay.
Psst.
Wow.
Officer?
Psst.
Okay, somebody's tugging on my uniform.
Honestly, this is the worst day of my life.
It sounds very awful, ma'am.
If I may suggest something.
What?
I've considered myself a bit of a amateur pharmacist.
No.
No, I've never seen anyone fight on Molly. And we do have some Molly.
Okay.
We have.
And this is a domestic dispute. I feel like you take a little bit of Molly, you're going to start... loving
okay,
even
folks,
people you sort of
Molly is absolutely illegal. Okay,
well, what is define illegal?
Don't force my hand here. Okay, keep your drugs.
I think it would help.
To yourself.
The no one's
is
ever
over.
Fought
okay,
on Molly.
I'll take
if you
give, it.
No, you're
I'll
not taking it.
It.
No,
if that's what the police want me to
no,
do,
no, the
then
police
that's
do
what
not
the police
want
me to do.
No, the police want you to give your statement, then we can.
Is this going to make it so that I get to keep my son? I'll take it.
Jesus, probably. I can't imagine that it would. You're not. No, I don't. I want
you're
you to keep your son.
You're saying this is the only way?
No, it's not. I'm not saying that. I'm saying
don't take
Molly. A
police officer is administering.
No,
I wouldn't say
not
take Molly.
I'm
it
not
gives a lot of
administering
clarity.
Molly.
Your hair feels incredible.
Get your hand out from under my police hat.
Officer, what if you turned your back? And counted to six.
I'm not trying to cooperate with you in giving drugs to people, okay? Please, look, I'll get your statements in a second. I just have to make sure she's okay. Please, don't offer up.
From my experience, it's really hard to lie on Molly.
Great. Good to know. I am not giving her Molly. I think she's being honest and forthright, aren't
you? Oh, you want to give me like a... You want to give me like a truth test? Like one of them truth tests?
Well, I'm asking for a statement and I'm hoping that you're going to be honest.
Okay. This is such a hard day.
I understand.
Okay.
It's very difficult.
Here's what happened next.
Mm-hmm.
I threw the truck at his head.
Yes.
He said, oh, last truck you're going to throw.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
And that's...
Yes.
That's when I picked up... I kind of like Macaulay Culkin'd him and I threw out all the Legos on the ground because I knew if he tried to step towards me, he'd step on a Lego.
Okay. And did he step towards you and step on a Lego?
Nope.
Okay. He did not. He, okay.
Ran around the Legos.
You went around the Legos. Got it. Okay.
And that's when, that's when I called you guys.
Great. That was excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Do you have some...
I was just overhearing that you fought with Legos, you Macaulay Culkin'd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife has several
don't
automatic,
finish that sentence.
automatic rifles.
Excuse me?
Okay, yes. He's saying my wife. It's both of ours. I just have the purse.
There are automatic rifles in that purse.
Okay. And everything he's mentioned, he's been like, my wife has, it's both of ours. He just won't bring a backpack.
Okay.
Look, it looks ridiculous to carry a backpack as an adult.
Okay.
You see a 35-year-old man with a backpack, you wonder, he's either going to night school or he's a child at heart.
Purses are the patriarchy. Don't you agree, officer?
Oh, my God. This again?
Amen.
Patriarchy.
Amen. Right?
Okay, yeah. Possibly. Look, this is...
We 3D printed a bump stock.
Okay,
so you can
look, please stop talking.
I could use that earlier.
Okay, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, so no crime has been committed, okay?
Officer, what are your skills?
What are my skills?
Because we have so much to offer.
Yeah.
And we have a party who wants to take what we have to
help
offer.
Help me.
You're offering drugs and weapons to someone who is involved in an assault. That is not a solution to this problem.
Huh.
Okay, I feel like I should just finish the end of this. So I called you guys.
Yes.
And then I beat him pretty bad.
Okay. Okay.
I just want you to know that I'm prepared to take whatever, you know, Molly or whatever thing that you want to give me.
I won't be giving punishment. You any of that. And I wouldn't give it as punishment.
My tip would be instead of beating someone you disagree with, just cut a critical artery in the back of their leg.
Stop it.
They bleed out without even noticing. No one's seen Killing Eve?
No, stop it.
Oh my God, I love that show.
Look. I don't have a problem with you recommending.
My romantic? Wife cut this police officer's artery 2 minutes ago.
What? What?
Ugh. Oh, I just thought you were so sweaty. That's why your shirt was turning
color. Oh, my God.
Color.
Oh, my God. Back up. I need backup.
Officer, would you like to use my phone?
Well, let's move on to the next story. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Haley, what would you like you like to talk about?
I was going to choose based on I don't
know. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, this is not totally a front to back story, beginning, middle, end story, but it's kind of a little chapter with some details.
Okay.
Okay. The first time I ever went to summer camp, I was I think I might have been 10. I think it was too soon. I was an only child. Oh. And
I'm an only child.
You are? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Wait. Okay. I don't think I knew that. I think I know two, a couple. Okay. So I didn't sleepovers, and I always called my, you two, did you sleepover?
No.
Yeah. I called my parents to pick me up at sleepovers all the time and stuff. So, but my friend Mackenzie, her older sister had gone to this camp, and that should have been the first red flag. 'Cause her older sister is, was just a cool fast teen and snuck out and said bad words and was very mean to me and Mackenzie. One time she threw a basketball at my head. She's a mean teen. I like her now. We're friends. But so Mackenzie was my sister went to this camp. We should go. Well, I guess the sister went to the middle school version of the camp or something. But Mackenzie and I were 10. And,
oh, that's young.
I think it's young. So, one of the reasons this story is interesting to me is because I consider myself very aware. I always have been, but I think I wasn't. And I think this is an interesting time at the end of my brain development or beginning of my brain is about to develop. But at that time, I had no idea where we were. We took a bus to somewhere. I think it's in California. I'm from Nevada. I still have no idea. I don't know how long we drove. I don't know how my parents signed me up. I don't know what it was called. I don't know. I have so few details, and that's just a not like me. So I feel anyway, it's an interesting time. And I also feel I was just not equipped to handle myself at all. I got there and instantly it was a Robin Hood themed
camp.
Which like Mackenzie was like, yeah, when my sister went, it wasn't that way. But like yeah, they changed it this year.
Archery and stuff like that.
Or? Mostly we had to like wear, we had to wear a tunic. We had to come with a tunic.
You had to come with one?
We had to bring a tunic.
And you so, were punked.
I know. And like, this doesn't, I don't understand. I wouldn't know how to find a place like this yeah. if I looked now. I don't know how we found it. It was like pre-internet days. I just don't understand. It was a religious camp. We weren't religious. Mackenzie wasn't. I wasn't. My family wasn't. Like, I don't know. So, and I don't know what religion it was. I just know that like at night we would sing these like big songs with all the other age groups of the camp. We'd gather around like bleachers full. I mean, probably hundreds and hundreds of kids. And we'd sing these like Christian revival songs that everybody knew the words to. And now I would know enough to be like, I don't go to church, so I don't know those words. But when I was little, I was like, oh, I'm behind. Oh. And like, I don't. And I can still sing them.
Give me one. Yeah, I probably know.
Yeah, let's hear it. Romans 16:19. Do you know this one? It's like Romans 16:19 says, say what? Romans.
Do you know this one? I do not
They're
know
all like that. Okay, okay.
Do you know like, blind men set by the road and he cried. Do you know that
no.
one?
No. Oh, wow. Yeah, this is fun.
I'm trying to think of... I am a C, I am a C H, I am yes. a C H R I S T I A N dot the I.
Oh, wow. Wow. I don't know about the I.
L I V E T E R N E L Y or something like that. It's, I forget exactly how the rest of that goes, but yeah, I know
That's
all this.
Catchy.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So, but when we had to wear these little tunics and, my little hat, pointy hat.
Did you make that there? Or did you have to bring that?
We had to bring that.
You
and then
bring it with you?
Yeah, but my mom packed my bag. Again, this is like the beginning, the end of me not knowing how to do anything.
Yeah.
The beginning of me starting to know how to do stuff. My mom packed my bag, and when I got there, I couldn't find my tunic, and so they had to give me like a blank one, like everybody.
As opposed to one with your name on it?
Yeah, like everybody, like we had decorated ours, and we had like names. Like you could pick, you were supposed to pick a name beforehand.
Like a Robin Hoodie name?
Yeah, I think so. And like, I don't know what mine. Oh, you know what? I just remembered. It's Hailstorm. I just remembered.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that is.
Nothing
good.
Funny in that. I like that. Yeah.
Oh, cool. There was like controversy about how to spell it because my name is H A Y L E Y and Hail is H A I L. But I don't remember what we landed on. But I had to have a blank one. Everybody else's was like decorated from their families who like knew how to decorate tunics. I still don't know why. And then I just like was debilitated by it's like homesickness. I just cried. Oh. I cried all day. I cried all night. We didn't have, there weren't enough bunk beds for me somehow. They had
what?
Not.
What?
What's
happening?
So they carried in a bed to the cabin for me and it was like a frame and they put it on four Folgers cans. And then the cabin didn't have walls. It had two walls. It had two curtains. So it was like very rustic. I wasn't prepared. Didn't have like the right equipment. The other girls were like older, cooler. One girl shaved her legs.
Oh my God.
I wasn't even close. She shaved them. She like brought a water bottle and she would pour water on her dry leg and then shave it.
What?
In front of everybody. Wow. So that tells me she also didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah. This is wild.
But at the time, yeah. And my friend Mackenzie and I fought the whole time because I think she could sense that I was like kind of hold her back. So
yeah,
I was, due to shame, I stayed behind. Oh. And then like, I just made a series of decisions. I didn't shower once the whole week because I think I didn't know.
It's just too many unknowns. Scary.
Yeah. And I'm used to my mom telling me when to shower, I guess, or something, or like turning on, literally running the bath for me. So I didn't shower the whole time. And other girls were showering. Like, I don't know what I was doing when they were doing it. And then this is the part that I can't really wrap my mind around, but we would go on these walks and they were like hikes. They would be like, they had a term for it. It's not quite a hike. It's not quite a walk, but they wouldn't tell us what we were doing or how long it was going to be. And I think they were trying to like kill time until lunch or something like that. So we would set out and I would really have to go to the bathroom. And instead of telling somebody, I just would pee my pants. I pee my pants like three times and I ran out of.
Oh my God.
I ran out of jeans.
Oh no, I knew.
Did anyone know or did we?
No, unless they did.
They did.
You were wearing a long tunic so people couldn't see your.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe. And I would like dry my, I would like hang my jeans up to dry them and I was like scared people would know. And then, but like, why didn't I shower after I peed my, I don't know.
Yeah,
and why didn't
yeah.
I? And I've told this story and I remember somebody was like, why didn't you just ask for the bathroom? And I was like, I don't know. I don't think it occurred to me I could ask that.
Yeah, if you're not taught how to ask to go to the bathroom, it can be
disastrous.
It is mind blowing what happened to me at this. Wow. It's like a missing week from my like consciousness. And my mom says when we got back, I had like a terrible time. I wrote like really sad letter, like a couple of sad letters being like, no. I'm having a really bad time. On the last night, I remember I finally talked to this like junior counselor who must have been like 14, you know, 13 or something. Yeah. And I remember she was like, I sort of opened up to her and she opened up to me. And maybe that was my first time ever like talking about feelings with like someone, like an authority. I don't know. And I remember she said like, I've learned more from you than you've learned from me in this hour, which is crazy because she's like a teenager and I, what did she learn? I don't know, but I don't know, but I have no memory. And I remember thinking I've conquered this and I went home and my mom said, I tumbled off the bus. She said I had like a cloud of dirt around me. My hair was like pressed to my head, like in these little braids that I hadn't taken out all week. And I didn't go to camp for like years after that. Like my parents were like, something happened. We don't totally know what. And I still don't know what. And later I went to camp as a healthy camper, but like, anyway. It's just a tale of like, I don't know who that was.
Yeah.
Who was there.
Wow.
That seems very different than you. Like when I see you, I feel like you're like in control. Like you get it. You're okay to speak out. Like you, that doesn't seem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. So my biggest fear hearing that story is like after the walk, like did everybody like sit down? I'd be like, oh, okay, fine. I peed my jeans. Like my tunic's covering it, but like, what if I need to sit down and the wetness like transfers to my tunic?
Oh yeah, I was nonstop.
So you just stood up the whole time?
Yeah, and like found like little times to go like change. Like I have to change my pants because I'm cold, or like would like lie, and that how alone I was anyway.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a really weird time, but I think like Not to make too much of it, but it's nice to like remember those times and then to like apply them to like a greater sense of compassion, maybe for people who are like in their own head, making a thousand decisions, like privately covering something up and like on the outside, just wearing their tunic and their hat. I was fine. And there were so few consequences, but, but I think that was also crazy because prior to like, when you're like, oh, you don't seem like you would be like that. I think prior to that, I was like a fun kid who had friends and like did well at school. And so that experience was shocking to like be someone else and have no one else know anything about me and think of me as like the crier and not speak to me. Yeah.
That is, that's crazy.
Even now I'm like, should I have told that? I don't know.
No, that's a great story.
I think it's great.
No, mine wasn't very deep today, but I've gotten deep before.
I didn't mean for mine to be deep per se. Sometimes I tell it with like a, I peed my pants so much when I was little. Like, depending on how you spin it.
Always.
Yeah, that is interesting as a kid. Like, if you're used to, like, I'm with my friends at this thing and everything's great. And then you go to, like, a new place and everyone's like, you're short, so you're the dork. Like, I definitely dealt with that. And it was like, wait a minute, I'm not the... What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of curious about the only child factor in there, because I think we might have handled the only child thing in two different ways.
Okay.
Like you being homesick and that kind of thing.
And you were get me out of there.
Thirsty for it still applies to this day, as Jake can probably attest from our tours together, of like, I'm like the last one at the party. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's hang out. Yeah, this is great. Like, I'm like, that's why I don't need to do cocaine. I'm already there.
Just
I'm
high
already
on social interaction. Yeah. Just feedback from your peers. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved sleepovers.
I grew, I mean, my friends would definitely describe me as thirsty in different ways. Like, I'm always like, tell me about your sister. Do you guys like share? Are you able to share everything? Like, I'm very interested in siblings. Mm-hmm. And like, when it comes to like adult family, getting together, nieces and nephews, bridesmaids and that, I get really, really thirsty about.
What do you mean? Like,
I'm like, I'll never have that.
Yeah.
I'll never be someone's maid of honor. Like, yeah, I get really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. But as a youth, I was more like, it's me, my mom, and my dad. And we are perfect.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your Christmases like? Sorry.
Tiny.
Yeah. And, mine too.
Yeah.
It's like us three like exchanging gifts.
Yes.
In like a circle, basically.
Yes. Yeah. And if any one of you kind of doesn't buy into it as much, like if one, like if somebody's tired or it's not as spirited that year, there's not enough people to like keep it up.
Yeah
It's delicate.
It's also weird, my family's small, and the second, like, my parents, both their generations, but they both had
two siblings, but between all of them, there's like four total kids. So four total cousins, and they're all way older than me too.
Yeah. So there's just
like at a family event, I'm the youngest. If no one else, none of the other cousins shows up, I'm like the youngest by the margin from me to my dad.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I realize that.
So I'm often like somehow like all that attention that goes to kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Gets like a little bit turned to me and I'm like, I'm not the most interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Only children.
Only children. I mean, we can compare notes later in countless ways.
What's your view on camp in general then? Like, are you like a proponent of like, yeah, kids should go to the camp, or like you should wait till a certain age to do it, or like?
Well, later I became like one of those people who loved camp so much, and it was a different camp. It was closer to home, it was smaller, and all these different factors. But I became one of those people who like, you know, wore my camp like hemp necklace all year and like wanted to tell everybody about my camp friends and stuff. So I did grow to love it. And I think that was probably really important for an only child socialization or something. And probably like enabled me to like go away to college and stuff. But yeah, I think maybe I was too young. It was too big. But all these other kids were just so adjusted to it. They were just so fine with it. It makes me think about what you were talking about with like school and class size and stuff. Like, I just was like so privileged to just be like doted on, cared for, small class, knew my friends. My friends' parents knew my parents. Like, there was just I never changed schools. I never moved houses. I just had like the most like stable, one track childhood. And when you talk about like how vulnerable children are to like change in the home or whatever. I can't relate to that, but I can like think like, wow, like the absence of just 1 week of my life.
Totally. Oh, sure.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So yeah, I think camp is good. I think something just went totally wrong with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it was a weird camp.
It does objectively seem
like, yes, I guess, yes, and I don't, I'm not Christian, so I don't know, but is there a connection between Robin Hood and Christianity? Like, is that a known thing?
So. And the middle schoolers didn't have to do it. We visited their camp one day and got to like swim in their pool. We had like a dirty lake and they had like a pool with like outlets in their cabins, and they didn't have to.
What?
And they could like straighten their hair.
And the little kids got stuck with them. Yeah. They had to rough it.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, I feel better because the chlorine in their pool was cleaning you a little bit. You know what I mean?
I think it was, you know,
went swimming, so you were fine.
Yeah,
I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. I'm talking real shit.
Improv! Sweetheart, Jesus Christ. What the hell? You just got back from your work trip to San Diego.
There's a pig pen style.
Flies around you.
I'm home. I'm back.
What the hell happened? It was just a long weekend. You're supposed to go take a couple meetings.
Yeah, well.
You look like you've been through something.
Bug flies out of her mouth.
God! What the hell? It was like...
Yeah, well, I didn't have enough battery to text you this, but I didn't end up taking a plane. I took a train. So
you took a train?
I took a train.
Sweetheart, you could have called me. There's got to be outlets on the train.
No, I wasn't in that car. I was in...
Did you hop a train?
I hopped a train.
What the hell?
Well, just, you know, the airport, our plane got canceled. I needed to take these meetings. I ended up walking, hitchhiking for a little bit of the way, and then, you know, that obviously didn't work out very well.
No.
And then I hopped a train. I took that. Finally got to the end of my last meeting.
Did you not stay at a hotel?
The hotel was, they had double booked. The hotel had double booked.
Double booked your room?
Mm-hmm.
A bat flies out of her purse.
Jesus, what? That's in our house.
Oh, George. Oh, God, George.
How'd you capture a bat?
Well, that's, it's been my best friend.
Wait, what?
On the,
please, this was
don't
a 3-day work trip.
Yes.
We cut to a conference room at a skyscraper, glass walls all around. Karen, welcome back. We're all excited to hear what you picked up at the conference. Specifically, we were excited to hear about ways that we can kind of
bring things up to speed here. I know, like, our office is kind of... What did you learn?
Oh, well...
A little rat pokes up over her top and crawls back down.
Kevin! Uh-oh. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
That's my... I guess the most important thing was that I made so many friends. Not conventional friends, but I learned so much from them.
When you... Sorry, did you met people from the East Coast offices?
No.
Or? No.
No. I met animals through my journey. I met a bat who taught me about, you know, not being afraid of the dark and seeing through things and pushing, even if you can't see the light. Are bats blind? Bats are blind, right?
I think
I took a lot away from this bat, regardless of whether it could see or not. I learned from this bat. I'm sure you saw the tail of my rat, Kevin.
I did. I saw something.
Yeah. That's not a necklace.
No.
That's my rat.
I didn't think it was a necklace.
Okay, good.
At all.
Okay. What didn't I learn? How to find food when you can't find food. Listen, sometimes your trip's not going to go as planned.
Well, I mean, absolutely. And that's why we like to make sure that, you know, you have access to the company hotline and you can call. If
what?
Well, we have a travel planner here.
Wait, what?
In office.
Huh? Who?
Her name is Jessica. I think you have her number. Well,
my assistant just fucked me over.
Were you
just fucked me dirty? Are you kidding me? You guys have a travel person?
Well, we all do. Yes, we all do.
I hitchhiked. I scavenged for food with my rat Kevin.
Were you able to make it to the Sheryl Sandberg symposium? Oh. She was speaking at the convention. Did you?
Oh, was I? No, I wasn't able to. I got there right at the end when they were closing up the seats, when people were going out, everybody was walking away with their signed copy of her grief book, her book about grief.
Did you run into Mark? Did you and Karen run into each other at the convention at all? He had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Wait, Mark.
I was up in the...
I texted you. I said, our plane's delayed. I'm going to try to hitchhike. You said, yeah, good luck.
I said, good luck. And then another plane. Then I got on our delayed plane.
I thought that meant like, you good luck. I'm not going to go on that trip.
No, I still went. I stayed in the... They put me up in the JFK suite at the Hilton.
JFK?
Well, yeah, we're partners with the Hilton, so...
It was great. Yeah, you got a back rub.
You got a back rub from who?
In room masseuse or
Yeah, but certainly our company doesn't cover that. I mean, that was you had to pay for that out of your pocket, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
No. Kevin has, Mark has, sorry.
Did you just confuse me with her friend, the rat?
I'm sorry. Kevin was poking his head out. He was poking his head out of the turtleneck.
Yeah, I'm offended by that too because. Kevin is nothing like Mark.
Excuse
Look, I'm shocked.
Me?
I'm shocked. I didn't know I registered his name.
Oh, Mark. You know what?
This is.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at my goddamn assistant. Hey, Joel, get in here. Joel,
what's up?
Get your sorry ass in here. Oh yeah, you play dumb right now. But what beef do you have with me to just fuck me over so bad?
Hey,
oh my.
Oh, that language.
You know what? I've been through it. You got this rat.
Oh God.
Has scratched up my chest so bad just during this meeting right now. I have blood trickling down into my belly button.
You don't have to keep him in your shirt.
Well, I don't have a carrying case for him.
We have carrying cases through the company.
Joel, I'm going to fucking kill you. Okay, well, I guess everybody just take your present and pass it to your right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, other right.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Everybody go slow. Take your time. Opening the present, because when you're done, it will be over.
End of Christmas.
Yeah.
Feels like it just started.
We could prolong it a little.
Okay.
We could. I don't know. You guys want to watch a Christmas movie or share?
Just the four of us? I mean, seems.
Is this sad?
No.
I don't mean.
I mean.
Is this sad? Is this a sad Christmas?
I just felt like I honestly was happy to come home for Christmas, but I feel like Dad over here is having sad energy and there's not enough of us to bring him up. And so I just went down with him, truly.
I'm just, I'd rather get the day over with, to be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
9:30 a.m.
No. I didn't think the energy, you could feel the energy, that I was bringing low energy.
Dad, chip, come on. Both of us flew back.
Thank you. Okay. Flying back.
We both.
Holidays are stressful.
Hundreds of miles.
I can't be on all the time. I can't entertain a house full of guests all the time.
There's just four of us. It's just four of us. Why is it so stressful, Dad? We're at our house.
You know, I want to apologize for suggesting we do Secret Santa this year. My coworkers said that their families do it. It sounded so fun, but I, you know, we had to redraw so many times, kept drawing ourselves. And now I have a pretty good idea of who got my present. Honey, you don't wrap them. So I think mine's from you. And
Yeah, you just put it in one of those gift bags and it even says happy birthday on it. So.
And I gave you that birthday bag.
What?
With your present in it.
I'm reusing it. Don't put this on me.
Okay,
your sad dad energy is ruining Christmas.
Okay, you know what? I'm willing to snap out of my bad energy.
I'm 25% of this party.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Some of my coworkers said that when all their families get together, they split into two teams and they play a lip sync battle.
Oh my gosh.
And they come up with choreography. They spend all day coming up with choreography. One team in the kitchen, one team in the living room. And then they meet up later for a show. But so our teams would be two, so they'd be two and two.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess we should just put all our names in a hat and draw them out.
Well, okay.
Okay.
So you'll draw a name and that'll be your partner.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Todd. No, that's me.
Julie. Fuck. Okay.
We all see where this is going, right?
All right. You know, holidays aren't just for big families.
Yeah.
In fact, they're for small. Holidays are for small families.
Yeah.
You know what? Imagine if we were a family of one. We would still celebrate that Jesus and Mary and Joseph, they were three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Less than us.
They were.
They had the wise men and the shepherds and a whole manger full of animals.
That's right. Well, you know what? Let's take a family selfie because there's only four of us. And so we can all fit in for like a fun Christmas selfie.
But who will we show it to?
That's a good point. Yeah,
I feel like maybe you should, Dad, you should open my present before we take the selfie.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we're so proud of you being able to buy your own present this year.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Good work. Good work.
I've managed the anxiety of going to the store. There you go. And that
this
is
isn't.
That open it, I'll tell you. That's the taxidermy dog. That's
he ran it by me, honey, and I said to do what he wanted.
That's Roger. That's our old spaniel.
My only friend.
Did you dig him out of the grave?
No. Yes. No.
And I hired someone to do it.
Yes, with his own money.
Wow!
You dug up.
I thought it would make you happy.
Dog. You paid somebody to dig up my old dog,
and now he's sitting just like he used to sit. Okay. We can put him in front of the picture, and we could take a picture.
Yeah, we could.
You know, in a bigger family, perhaps a moment like this could be absorbed with more people. Maybe a baby would start crying, and we'd all rush to hold the baby, and then before you know it, this present would not be a big deal.
Oh, that's a dig on me—the baby who always cries.
No,
okay,
it's
mom.
Not,
you know what?
It's not.
I'm not gonna cry this year. I'm not
Julie,
gonna cry.
You're crying.
Okay, well, you got me. I'm the baby that cries.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little bit of a dig at me because I'm infertile. The promise of grandchildren is not happening for us.
Well, yeah, I guess
Julie could.
Yeah, but the last name ends here. Sorry,
you get a grandson.
If we had more people,
it's giving a dead dog for Christmas. See you soon, pal. See you soon. Sheesh.
I know.
She wants to.
What?
Go ahead.
Should we go caroling? The four of us?
Well, honey, not you, because you're back.
The three of us?
Well, honey.
Well, not you.
I can't sing.
You can't sing.
Julie?
My vocal cords. Can't do it. I mean, I'd like to try. Well, is that sad if I come in Carol and I...
Well, you could lip sync.
Oh, you could lip sync to Julie.
I want
to lip sync to me.
Julie would sing and you would be...
Because, you know, I don't want to go because I don't want people to look at me.
I want to try to sing.
You could turn your back.
I could turn my back and then you...
Oh, carolers.
3, 4.
Oh, wait, there's no more of you? Oh.
Silent night.
Just go with my
Holy
voice.
Holy night. All is calm.
Oh, my God.
All is right.
God.
Don't look at me.
Why are you holding a dead dog? All right, campers. Welcome to camp. Welcome to, you know, Christ Camp. Sorry, I'm new to the whole welcoming, but thanks for coming. We just want to go down the supply list, make sure you're all ready for some Christian camp fun. Cool. Everybody bring a tunic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good, good.
I bedazzled mine.
Great. Excellent. Excellent.
Embroidered mine.
All right. Good. I like that.
With some crosses.
That's good. That's excellent.
What happens if you're pretty sure you have one, but maybe it's in a different part of the suitcase than you thought?
Oh, well, I'd say look in that other part of the suitcase, and if it's not there... we've got a loner tunic.
Go look right now.
Yeah, you can look right now.
And what if you're pretty sure you've looked in both the parts of the suitcase?
Okay, so you forgot your tunic, is that...
I don't know if I forgot or if maybe my mom...
Okay.
Forgot.
Don't, oh my God. Oh my God.
Give her the loner tunic.
It's okay. You can have the loner tunic.
It sounds like she really needs it.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Not a big deal, okay?
I would lend you mine, but I embroidered one for every day that we're here. So.
Yeah.
So you have extra?
Nope. Just one for me for every day that we're here.
Wow, everybody's like a professional camper.
Yes.
You could say that.
Yep.
You could say that.
I guess so.
A little hat with the feather in it. Everybody got one of those?
Yes, sir.
Good. Excellent.
Got
it.
Good. Great.
I got a nice green felt hat.
Good. Excellent.
My grandma made it for me.
All right.
It's the feather of a pheasant. A pheasant's feather.
Oh, pheasant's feather. In case anyone's excellent. Wondering. Good, good, good. All right.
Do we have to have a grandma?
Oh no! Impossible not to, sort of.
I mean, I think everybody does.
Everyone has two grandmas, sometimes more if your grandparents get divorced and then remarry.
It's not a requirement of this camp. You have a grandma.
Okay, I didn't know.
Okay, you're fine.
Okay,
but how do you not have one?
Well, do you not have one?
Okay. My mom was adopted by just a single dad, and my dad's mom died when she. He was really little, so I don't have a grandma.
Okay. So you
That's
have
okay.
one grandpa.
It's okay. You've got a grandpa. That's
but
fine.
We don't speak to him.
Oh,
is
okay.
that okay?
Yes.
At camp?
Yeah, that shouldn't. That really shouldn't.
Is he like a criminal
factor
or something?
Into camp?
No, I don't think he is.
No, it's
is
it's
he
fine.
Should be?
No, he okay. shouldn't. No.
Okay.
You're okay. You're okay. You got a little hat. Don't worry about the grandmother.
I do have my hat. I like your hat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Great. I stole this feather from a zoo.
That's awesome.
From a live bird?
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I'm a professional camper.
That's awesome. Okay. Your legs are awesome.
Nope. I shave them with I pour water on them and then I shave them dry.
Oh my God.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
Okay,
that's
good.
It.
That's
how
I can
do it.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. And now the most important part. I hope everybody brought a zest for adventure.
Yip, 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 yip.
100% know what zest means.
Oh, it just means like a little, you're excited for camp. You're here. Okay. Everybody brought it. Brought it.
I mean, asking what zest is just about the most unzesty thing I can think of asking.
I know what I understand what it means, but now that I do, is it okay if we're not excited?
Oh.
Sure. Yeah. It's your first time at camp. You don't have to be excited. The point of that question is to get you excited.
Seems like you're excited. You peed your pants.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, okay. I don't think
you shouldn't have sat down.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Would you like to? We've got some loner pants, some sweats, if you'd like them.
I feel like I am asking a lot of questions.
It's okay. Your first time at camp, all right?
I remember my first time at camp, and I asked plenty of questions.
Yeah, there
you
go.
I asked two questions. I asked, number one, is there a bucket so that I can use it to pour water on my legs so I can shave my legs? And I asked, is there a competition for most zesty camper? Because I want to put my name in the room.
Yeah.
In the hat. My name in the ring. My ring in the hat.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like your hair so much.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Thank Great. You.
I've seen stuff in my life, but I'm seeing new stuff. I've never seen that hair.
It's nice it's hair. Pink yeah, and it's pink a hair. Washout. So I can't go in the chlorine pool.
Okay.
Above my shoulders.
Okay. We won't ask you to. We're now going to pick our camp name. So you're going to take your favorite animal.
What? We have to know our favorite animal beforehand.
There's no right or wrong answer.
It's just an animal. You can just pick an animal.
What's the other name? I mean, I know, but would you say it? Favorite animal.
Favorite animal and the street you live on.
Oh, my God. Luckily, I know that part.
Okay, good, good.
990 Skyline Boulevard.
Okay,
we'll Reno, Nevada, 89509.
Great, excellent.
And the animal.
Yeah. What are you guys going to pick?
Oh, well, I picked mine last year when I was a brand new camper when I was 7 years old. I'm eight. Mine was Butterfly Bryant. Butterfly
nice.
Bryant Street.
Pretty good. Butterfly Bryant. Good camp name.
I'm Zebra Caboose. I live in the caboose of a train.
Oh, wow. Okay, I guess it'll be... I like your idea of butterfly.
Oh, thank you.
So could I be also butterfly?
Butterfly Skyline, was
butterfly
it?
Butterfly 990 Skyline Boulevard. Or should I not do butterfly?
Cause do you like butterflies? If you like butterflies, you can be a butterfly.
Okay.
Do you like bats?
Oh. No. Okay. Do I have to?
No, it just if you did, you could use a bat. You could decide whether.
My favorite animal is my dog Jesse at home, so I'll be Jesse.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, we did it. Great.
Okay,
we
yay.
Did it. Excellent.
So can we unpack in our cabins now?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Can unpack in your own cabins. Get used to your bunks.
And when do we rob the rich and give to the poor?
Yeah.
When do we? Right. Exactly. We'll be doing that this evening.
Is that before or after we sing?
That will be after we sing.
Mister, how are you so smart?
Singing is how am I so smart?
Yeah, you must be so smart.
Mm. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 62.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, so I've been around a while.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah.
What was it like in 2019 during the Mexican... Before the war?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you. Things were different back then, okay?
Did you protest?
Yeah. I definitely protested. I was like, as soon as I watch We Bought a Zoo, I'm heading out there and protesting.
Well, thank you so much for being on The Meat.
Yeah, thank you both for coming on. It was great.
Thank you.
And this rainy,
so fun.
This rainy LA day.
Yeah.
2 weeks in the past.
Oh, right.
Let's go around and plug stuff. Talia, what do you got?
I'm on a Herald team at UCB called Yeti. Come see us on Mondays. Maybe late at Thursday on Thursday nights, or maybe in the afternoons on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It'll be fun. you can follow me at TaliaTabin.com. Oh, just at, right? That's the thing. Yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Great.
Sounds good. Haley?
You can see me perform at Shitty Jobs on Sundays at UCB Franklin at 9:30. And I'll plug Donors Choose.
Great. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Great callback.
.com.
Yeah, definitely go to Donors Choose. And come see We're Gross with Gilly the third Thursday of the month at UCB Franklin.
Awesome. I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter, Josh Simpson on Instagram. All my stuff's there. I teach workshops. I promote them there. You can email themeatimprov@gmail.com for any suggestions, comments, or if you're coming into LA or you want to bring Jake and I to you. We're trying to do more festivals this year.
Yeah.
The Meat Improv is on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. Rate us and review us in the iTunes store. It helps us get more listeners. And tell a damn friend.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on
The Meat.
The Meat. Improv.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.